There's been much reaction to the Tuesday night presidential debate where Michigan was brought up several times. This is Lisa Berry, and longtime political commentator and Eastern Michigan University professor of American politics, Ed Sidlow, is joining us now to talk more about the local impact of the debate. How you doing, Ed?
Just great, Lisa. Great to be with you.
You've been doing this for over 40 years. I trust you were watching.
I was, and it was unlike any presidential debate I've ever seen.
We could go into that, but I don't know if there's enough time to discuss. And it's been discussed. So we want to focus in on what was brought up about Michigan and what role Michigan is going to play in this upcoming presidential election. Let's start with President Donald Trump saying that life in Michigan is like being in prison under the emergency measures to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Was that a little jab at our Democratic governor, Gretchen Whitmer?
Oh, it was not so little of a jab. It was a shot across the bow, and it was part of the bombast that has been Donald Trump's trademark since he got into politics. And you know, I'm sure by now that certainly bounces off the governor and most Michigan Democrats, and I suspect some wear it as a badge of honor. But, you know, I think you can best put that down in the category of just another cheap shot among many.
Do you think he was trying to lure voters with that?
I think that last night, Mr. Trump, and here's the interesting thing, I think he was speaking only to his base, and that's not what he should be speaking to in terms of political strategy. He should be speaking to that very, very small swath of undecideds. And I don't think a sort of shot across the bow like that would change many minds or win many votes.
Both the president and Joe Biden brought up the auto industry, making references to Michigan. And from what I've seen, some fact-checking has been done that neither one of them was necessarily accurate.
Well, I don't think either one of them was 100% accurate. There is not a lot of evidence to show that President Trump has done much for auto workers or the auto industry. That's just what the data tells us. We do know that Mr. Biden, with the help of several Obama administrative staffers, including one now suburban Detroit congresswoman, worked very long hours and very hard to save Chrysler and GM from rolling off an economic cliff. So, you know, no, neither was 1,000% accurate. I think it's very safe to say that in Biden's career, he's done far more for working persons than in Trump's much shorter political career.
Do you have any thoughts about the effect vote by mail in Michigan will see after the president raised many concerns about some fraud with voting by mail?
You know, that's a great question, Lisa. Personally, I don't. I think that's sort of a red herring that the president is hanging out there. I think for every time he questions the nature of honest mail-in voting, there's a rejoinder that says there's simply no evidence, no data, no voting studies to show that there's more fraud with mail-in ballots than there are in-person ballots. So I really don't think so. I think people have made up their mind for the large part of who they are going to vote for, and I think most have made up their mind as to how they're going to vote. If anything, and this would be so marginal I wouldn't make much of it, I suspect some people might get their ballots in the mail earlier than they otherwise might have. You know, and indeed there might be some folks who choose to bow out because they've gotten disgusted with it. There might be others who choose not to turn in their absentee ballots and show up at the polls. But by and large, I don't think that the president's rants about voter fraud and mail-in ballots are going to have much of an impact on the size of the mail-in ballot vote.
We're hearing that Michigan is one of the few swing states that could help decide the 2020 presidential election. So do you agree with that? And how important is winning Michigan to both candidates?
Michigan is important. I think... If I'm reading things properly, The Trump team has sort of given up on Michigan. The last several state polls had Biden at an 8 to 10% lead, and they're probably better off fighting for Pennsylvania than they are Michigan. It will be a swing state. We'll get a lot of attention. And I think as of right now, the Biden team will continue to show up here in Michigan and pour money into Michigan, because it's sort of kitchen table common knowledge that former Secretary Clinton should have returned to Michigan a time or two before the election in 16 and did not.
You've been talking about it and teaching and commenting on politics for over four decades, Ed Sidlow, and we thank you for talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU.
Oh, my pleasure. You take care, Lisa.